Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Brianna, B R. Well, I'm calling concerning something that I more or less, I guess, won, and it was a iPad Pro. Now, you're going to ask it ask for a dollar for shipping. I have a dollar, but and I have a survey point. In my past, I have gotten things by trust and received the thing that what I'm supposed to receive, and then I return it after I return the money afterwards. Can that be done here?
Okay, ma'am. So by doing that, it's entering you into a sweepstakes. It's going to automatically charge you around $50 a month for the sweepstakes. And every month you're enrolled, you should receive a $125 voucher to get other gadgets. And the iPad
okay,
is
then,
not guaranteed.
And I'm sending you a dollar?
Ma'am, you're not sending us a dollar. The dollar doesn't come to us. You're going to be charged the $50, and that's what we deal with for the sweepstakes, ma'am. But that entry is
okay.
Not guaranteed.
Okay, then it said a dollar for shipping.
Okay, ma'am, I'm just letting you know what all you're going to be billed for.
When I get through hitting the button, you're going to tell me I owe you 50-something dollars?
It's going to bill you 50-something dollars, ma'am.
I thought I just paid a dollar shipping and it was mine and it was
okay,
free.
Ma'am. Did you already continue with the purchase?
It wasn't a purchase. It's something that was supposed to be given to me.
Okay, ma'am. Did you already submit your card information?
No.
Okay, ma'am. If you submit your card information, you're going to automatically bill the $50.
No, it wasn't. It involves just a dollar.
Okay, ma'am, I understand what you're saying. I'm letting you know that it's going to automatically bill you the $50. If you look at the bottom of the page, it should have terms and conditions that's going to tell you everything you're going to be billed for.
No, it's not. No, that's not there. I'm not trying to be whatever it's called. See, there are a lot of things that I did in the mail, and it was free or, you know, whatever it is, or pay the shipping, and I get it back. In June, I didn't pay anything for getting the item. As a matter of fact, the shipping and everything else was free. Now, it said pay the shipping, and it was free.
Okay, ma'am. Did you already pay it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, ma'am. If you pay it, you're going to be enrolled into a gadget store with a monthly subscription fee.
Oh, okay. Then wait a minute. I'll say, well, I've seen that, too, in the mail. I says this is online. That used to not be that costly. It was the book thing. You know, we to review, we what them call it. I didn't have to do anything but return the little slip in the mail. And when I returned the little slip, I without fail I got the item. Or if I didn't. That says, try it, look at it, and if I didn't want it, send it back, or it's mine for free. This said it was mine for free. And
okay,
then
ma'am.
I
this
said,
is not that.
Okay, now, well, can I cancel it now and still get it?
If you haven't paid anything, then you won't get billed, ma'am. The tablet is not guaranteed. It's a sweepstakes.
Oh, you cool. Oh, that's a new little way to deal with this. That's all, you know. Wait, let me look at, well, I don't feel like open. I got to put up a double window. I know it was, I thought it was mine. And what else is in this other, what else if I'm enrolled in something, what else can I get?
Okay, ma'am. It's going to give you a $125 voucher to our online gadget store, and you can get other gadgets from there, ma'am. But you are going to automatically be billed around $50 a month for that online gadget store.
Can you cancel it?
Yes, ma'am. It could be canceled, but there's no guarantee you're going to win the iPad. It's a sweepstakes. It's not something that you won.
That's a new way for this. I get the stuff. And what, I've even gotten vouchers.